Good morning, beautiful Cherish ladies. How are you this morning? It's Thursday and we get to have another Cherish conversation, and I am so excited and so privileged to be able to be chatting with my amazing friend, Felicia Brown. She is going to be sharing some of her heart. We're going to have a nice chat with each other and with you.
Absolutely.
On the topic of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. This is quite a topic. It can be heavy. It can be liberating. All of the things. So feel free to engage. Say hello. Share some hearts if you're on Instagram. And a shout out to our beautiful Pastor Leanne, who oversees Cherish and leads so incredibly. And her wisdom is so appreciated. We love you, Pastor Leanne.
Yes, we love you.
Yes. So Felicia, she is literally one of my most favorite people on planet Earth. We get to go to church together down at Awaken East Lake campus, and I love our friendship. It just keeps growing and growing. We've been there for each other through some real stuff.
Real stuff.
It's gotten real.
Very real. So real that it makes real look fake. That's how real it is. It's real, real.
I love it. But Felicia, I love that you're here this morning because you exude what can be possible when you choose forgiveness. Amen. So I would be honored just to kind of open it up if you want to share a little bit of your own experience with tapping into forgiveness and what it's meant to you.
I mean, there's so much to say. You know, first off, I think it's impossible to live on planet Earth, not go through something or deal with someone that you're going to have to deal with forgiveness about.
Yes.
And, you know, life is so serious. And this is maybe going to come off as a crazy bad joke, but it's so serious. You're not going to get out of it alive. That's how serious it is.
It's
and I have definitely had multiple opportunities to forgive. I've had some really hard things happen in my life that I think most people looking at me and seeing me as the bubbly, happy person that I usually come across as, they would never even fathom that I've gone through some of the things I've gone through. But just sharing a little bit about my testimony and some things that have happened with me as it directly relates to forgiveness. You know, I grew up in a middle-class home for the most part. My parents were both church-going folks. And I grew up in, I mean, a saved church. And what I mean by it was holiness.
Yes.
You know, dresses down to the ground. It was, you go to church on Sunday. This is an event, not a moment. And you're going to be there all day. My father was a preacher and he taught the word of God. I come from, you know, a line of folks that, you know, definitely walked with the Lord, evangelists, teachers, preachers, singers, musicians. I mean,
this girl can sing. Yes.
So, you know, being around the things of God was not foreign to me.
Right.
In church. But when I went home, it was a totally different story. I grew up in what I would define as a war zone.
Wow.
A battleground. My father struggled with alcoholism. He was prone to wrath and anger. And he beat my mother mercilessly. And he also abused my oldest sister, who has a special needs, and myself primarily, and my younger sister. So growing up in that situation where I was never shown godly love.
Wow.
I was never hugged. I didn't get kisses. Nobody said, I love you. In fact, I never heard the words, I love you, until I was in my late or mid 30s. And it was only because I initiated it. That's how broken my family was.
Wow.
And looking back through all of that and experiencing that from a child, from the moment of three, you know, up until the time my mother finally said enough, I was a broken, wounded human being.
Yeah.
I was a mess on the inside. Satan did a great job to set me up to not just hate my father, but to hate him, God himself.
Wow.
And so I struggled with the notion of Christianity. I struggled with, if there's a God, then how could these horrible things have happened to me?
Right.
I got to the point where I even would pray for my father to die.
Wow.
I just wanted him to die. The world would be better off without this human being existing in it. But as I grew older, I started to reap the fruit of that unforgiveness.
Wow.
I reaped the fruit of all that anger. I reaped the fruit of that in horrible relationships, additional abusive relationships in my life, inabilities to connect with people. Right. I was traumatized, obviously, by what I'd grown up in. But because I held on to that unforgiveness and would not let it go, because he didn't deserve my forgiveness.
Right.
He didn't deserve anything good. I'm not giving it to him. And furthermore, God, I'm not giving it to you.
Wow.
And that was a scary place to be in, because I knew enough to know that God was real and I didn't care.
Wow.
That is how far unforgiveness took my heart away from the things of God.
Wow.
But God.
But God.
But God. You know, but God, he met me, and he met me at a time where I just decided I was done and I was at the end of myself. And I said, God, I need you to come in and change all of this.
Yes.
And I rededicated my life to the Lord probably about the age of 19 or 20. And, you know, I had such a weird notion of who God was. I really didn't like to talk to him. Jesus was the nice one. Holy Spirit was the weird one. And God, I just knew, Father, I don't want anything to do with you. So I prayed to Jesus.
Wow.
You know, and I said, because he's the one that loves me. And he's the one that cares for me. And he's the one that's going to help me. But through me reaching out, even in that place of brokenness and wounds, the Holy Spirit was able to lead me into an amazing relationship with God the Father.
Beautiful.
And I was able to forgive my, not only God for what I perceived he did or didn't do.
Right.
Because some of us are mad at God and offended with him because we perceive he should have done something or we perceive he did do something.
Right.
And I not only I had to forgive God, which sounds crazy, but I had, I was able to forgive my earthly father.
Wow.
And years later, down the road, after not speaking, not having a relationship, I didn't even tell him he had a grandson. I mean, that is how I just wanted nothing to do with him. And in addition to that, he was still unhealthy, but I got to the point where I was able to be in the same room with him and talk to him, and there was no malice. There was no anger. And I was able to invite him to my wedding, and he walked me down the aisle. And I never, ever thought that that would happen. And, you know, I'm a little emotional about it because
it's powerful.
It goes to show how amazing God is and will be in your life if you allow him to be. The testimony is not just that now I have restoration with my relationship with my father here.
Right.
But through all of that, the Lord has saved my father.
Wow.
The Lord has delivered my father.
Incredible.
And I'm free. I'm free. So that's the greatest part. That is the greatest part.
I thank you for being vulnerable and sharing, because I know that, you know, when we share our story, there's so much attached to it.
Yes.
So thank you for being brave in that. I loved how you said that you got to experience the freedom when you released forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier on when you were talking, even when you were mentioning the fruit of unforgiveness, how did that feel, the difference? Because it is a choice and it is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that, you know, when we forgive, we get to experience the same thing that Christ did for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's power in that. But can you kind of go into a little bit of what it felt like when you were holding on to that unforgiveness versus when you made that decision to release forgiveness and release your father?
Yes. Oh my goodness. So unforgiveness. Unforgiveness doesn't travel by itself. It runs in packs.
Yeah. Come on.
Of spirits.
So true.
So when I decided in my heart that I was not going to forgive my father, that he didn't deserve it. And not only did I have a spirit or a heart of just, I wanted revenge. You owe me.
Wow.
And guess what? He did, but he could not repay.
Wow.
And even if he did repay it,
right,
because I have been walking in unforgiveness, I now had a spirit of anger.
Wow.
I now had a spirit of wrath, which is the same in the spirit as murder.
Wow.
Because yes. That's what God likens it to.
Right.
And we don't recognize how important it is to deal with unforgiveness while it is small.
Because so powerful.
Because the enemy will make sure, there's unforgiveness. All right. Mm-hmm. What has she not forgiven? Mm-hmm. And who has she not forgiven?
Right.
So whatever is on that person's life that you're choosing not to forgive, let's say it's a husband who's committed adultery.
Right.
Maybe one of your first instincts are, I'm going to show him what this feels like. And now I'm going to go commit
wow.
adultery.
Yes.
And you begin yes. to take unto yourself all these other attitudes, behaviors, and spirits, because unforgiveness is the master spirit, in my
yes.
opinion.
Yep.
A master spirit that opens the door to so many other things.
Right.
So I battled with rage.
Wow.
I battled with depression and anxiety mm-hmm. to the point where I could barely hold down a job.
Wow.
You know, I was a manically depressed for, I don't know, maybe I can believe maybe 7-10 years on and off medication. You know, there was a cycle of unforgiveness, and I was unforgiving of my father for being abusive, unforgiving of my father for being addicted to alcohol and all of that. Guess what kind of men I attracted to my life?
The same cycle.
Same yep. cycle, different face,
right.
same spirit.
Wow.
And yep. I couldn't see that it was because I wouldn't let go. And more than that, it was hurting me more than anything else. I mean, I had pain so great, so great in my heart and in my soul that I would literally tear yeah. at my chest and
so
do things to painfully hurt me on the external to null or dull
wow.
the pain that I was feeling inside. And so this is why I struggled with suicide. Some people
yes.
struggle with cutting and
right.
all these different things. I mean, it can manifest itself in so many different ways. I wasn't able to trust.
Wow.
I wasn't able to have relationships like I wanted to.
Yes.
I was harsh. I was hardened. And it didn't help that I had a personality that set me up to, I had a strong personality. So it was like, woe unto the world. Because
yeah.
That's how it affected me.
There's so much power in both. There's power in unforgiveness through that evil vein, but
that's
then there's
right.
power in forgiveness. And you're the most beautiful example of that powerful,
thank you.
Free, grace-filled woman.
Thank you.
And just to see that transition for you as you mm-hmm. step into, and God is entrusting you with so much more because he
mm-hmm.
knows you know how to release, you know how to trust him
mm-hmm.
no matter what. And something that God's been really pointing out to me in different facets is if you don't deal with the footholds, then they become strongholds.
Come on.
And forgiveness is one of those footholds that if you don't deal with it, just like you said, it becomes a stronghold that invites company that you don't want sitting at
That's
your table.
Right. That's right.
And we're seeing it even play out in our nation.
Absolutely.
With the racial tension, and these footholds have become these strongholds that now are so much bigger, which in Jesus' name, we know how to tear
mm-hmm.
them down, but it's a lot bigger of a battle because of undealt pain.
That's right.
That comes through unforgiveness. And
that's
I can't
right.
tell you how many times when I've been ministering to different people that come up after service and they're saying, oh, I'm just so angry, or I do struggle with depression, or I have thoughts of suicide. The first thing I ask
mm-hmm.
them is there somebody in your life that you need to forgive?
Oh.
And if you can start there, then the Holy Spirit can break down those walls and begin to minister, begin to set them free from those other symptoms when the root is unforgiveness.
Yes. You know, when you said that, that really
yeah.
reminded me of the fact that, you know, the Word of God says in it, in Matthew, and it was right after the Lord's Prayer, how we are forgiven to the same measure or degree that we forgive others.
That's a hard verse to swallow.
We don't want to hear that.
Right.
Because we want to feel justified
mm-hmm.
in our anger, justified in our what's happened, because you know what? Maybe what that person did to you, it wasn't right.
Right.
What they said, it wasn't right. What has happened, it isn't right. And exactly. We cry out for justice.
Yes.
In our own strength.
So true.
In our own, in our own being. But the challenge or the problem with that is that God said that if you do not forgive,
right,
I will not forgive. Mm. And he's not talking about the other person. He's not talking about the events of history.
Exactly.
He's not talking about that pastor in the pulpit or that husband or that ex-husband or that wife or that ex-wife or even that child. He's talking about you. I will not forgive you. And what is so, I think we miss the conditions of forgiveness.
Yes.
Because God says,
such a good
first
point.
You, then me.
Yep.
Oh.
And even that sounds harsh, but it's because he loves us so that he's not willing to compromise the love that he wants us to experience.
Yes.
The freedom, the fullness of joy that comes through us releasing.
And it's so beautiful how God does it, because, you know, even walking through that, there were things that I had forgotten that I didn't even remember happened, but the Holy Spirit would bring them up. And in that moment, I had an opportunity to forgive and let that thing go. And then God was able to bring wholeness and healing into my life. And I was able to experience the freedom.
Right.
And it was like unlocking doors
in
my heart that will allow the Lord to come fully in and bless my life.
I love that.
God has that for all of us.
I love that you said too just then how God and his timing as he's taking you through that journey will remind you at different points. And that's another thing that I've even experienced in my own walk and doing my life is I will think, okay, that was a really big hurt, like a huge hurt that I had to deal with. And then months go on and the Holy Spirit will ping me, hey, you actually have unforgiveness over this little comment that was said.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a huge hurt. It wasn't this huge outward thing. It was just subtle, but the enemy has used it and you have to forgive that person.
Yeah.
And those little whispers of the Holy Spirit, if we can tune our ears to it, will keep us in a place where our heart is soft and open so that we can have that connection with other people that we really desire. But it does come in layers and waves and like an onion, especially if you're just starting your journey of healing and walking with the Lord, he will peel back layer by layer. But to not be discouraged.
No, don't
because
give up.
it's his grace that he doesn't just throw everything in your face.
That's right.
All at once.
That's right.
It's a journey.
It's beautiful.
But I've experienced that. And even in that journey, I've realized I've had to loop back around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I confessed forgiveness for things that people have done to me or said about me. And then I thought, all right, I'm done. I'm ready to move on.
I know what that feels
and
like.
And I just start going like, yeah, I'm free. I professed it, left it at the altar. Thank you, Jesus. And then I wake up the next morning. And I'm cooking my breakfast. And I'm like, oh, I cannot believe.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my goodness, I thought I dealt with that at the altar yesterday. Mm-hmm. What's this about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it is a process, but to not be discouraged.
That's right.
Because it's the Lord, you know, just healing deeper and deeper into your heart so that you can fully be free.
That's it.
Yeah.
God loves us so much that he creates so many opportunities,
right?
I'll say, for us to walk in freedom. And oftentimes we'll see that person at a family reunion or when we go to work or what have you. That is an opportunity to right then, in that moment, give that person, that situation to God.
Beautiful.
You know, your feelings may not change overnight.
Right.
You may still have anger or hurt about what has happened, but you can make a quality decision. As Mama Joyce Meyer says, a quality
Mama
decision.
Joyce.
Yes. She got me through so much. To forgive. Because that's a decision. It's not a feeling.
Right.
And then in that, God is able to work. And I think some of us get really bogged down with, but I still feel this and I'm still angry and I'm still hurt. Well, there's been a wound.
Right.
There's been a hurt.
Yep.
You know, starting and taking the first step to forgiveness is what opens the door for now God to go in and begin to heal that wound.
Yes.
And it may be a little tender for a little bit. And there may be some pains there once in a while. And you may even get flashbacks or thoughts. But every time you just say, Lord, I give that to you. Because that is part of the healing process.
Right.
Nobody breaks their arm and doesn't have to go through the painful process of having that limb reset.
Yep. That's so true.
And then encapsulated within a cast to hold it. And sometimes it's a little tender. I might accidentally bump into that. I might accidentally touch it. And it might hurt still, but that doesn't mean that God is not at work in you and that you have not forgiven that person. And there's so many of us walking around condemned, thinking, well, God, I did this before.
Yes.
God, why is this still? Stay on the potter's wheel.
Beautiful.
Let him that begun a good work in you complete it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It is so true, especially in our thoughts. I think a lot of the battlefield happens in our thoughts, especially with unforgiveness, because, and I don't know, I think this is more of a woman thing where we replay and rewind so many situations, so many scenarios, and we dissect it and we critique it and we take notes on it and we come up with our own report on it. And if we don't invite the Holy Spirit into that, then it gets weird.
Oh, it gets weird real quick.
Gets weird really quick. And then it starts seeping into your other friendships where you're projecting your past experiences onto people that have nothing to do with your past.
Yes.
And I know that was a huge thing for me, even coming into this church and starting Awaken Eastlake, I had some hurts from friendships that made me so walled off to quote-unquote starting over. And I remember having a conversation with a good friend because we had transitioned campuses to help launch Awaken Eastlake. And I was so hesitant to actually make friends. I was happy serving God.
Yeah.
I was happy showing up on a Sunday, being on the team.
Yes.
I was pastoral care. I had the meetings. I was doing, checking all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go home and think, who are my close friends?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I asked the Holy Spirit in and he showed me that I had unforgiveness and some wounds from past friendships that was preventing me from wanting to let people in because of disappointments and different things that I had walked through. And it was preventing me from actually experiencing the harvest of community.
Wow.
Because I was nervous. I was scared to actually let those walls down.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did, oh my goodness.
The
floodgates opened up. And so even if you're listening to this and you're going to church, you're in a Awaken party, you're checking all the boxes, you went through DNA, but you still feel unsatisfied when it comes to community, ask God to show you. Maybe there are some things that have been spoken over you that you need to release and forgive yourself for it even. Or maybe you were on the other side where you were the one that hurt somebody and it's made you nervous because you don't want to repeat that cycle. I know that's happened to me too. I've said harsh words and it really hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And it made me wall up because I was nervous to point things out to somebody that would be hurtful to them.
Wow.
So really, unforgiveness can be both ways. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself.
Absolutely.
And just realize that God is a good God and he wants you to have the fullness.
The fullness. Yes, nothing missing, nothing lacking, all of it. When you said that, it just made me remember that, you know, when I was walking in that level of unforgiveness, I had some level of victory in my life. I had some breakthrough in my life.
Wow.
You know, I had some levels of, I could sense the presence of God, but I was not walking in the fullness of what he had for me. And it actually delayed some of the promises of God for my life.
Right.
Or in some areas, it completely cut it off.
Wow.
And what God showed me and taught me is that he has so much for us in the kingdom. He says, yes. I've set a table before you. That means beautiful. Everything that's on there, it's for you.
In the presence of your enemies.
In the presence yes. of your enemies, okay? And so yep. you may have people sitting at that table who you have offense with or right. you've not forgiven.
Right.
Whether it's the president of the United States or yeah. your next door neighbor, it doesn't matter. Take the time to allow God to beautiful. Come in and help you to work through those things. Because until you do that, you are literally mm-hmm. in the spirit sitting with your arms folded,
wow.
not enjoying anything that God has for you.
Powerful image.
And I want to enjoy everything that God has for me and experience me it to the full.
Me too. I love to eat.
Amen.
I love to eat with good friends.
Yes.
I mean, if God's going to set a table before me, I want to sit down and enjoy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we want that for you guys, too. We Absolutely. Want you to be able to experience the fullness of what God has for you through unlocking the power of forgiveness and being able to enjoy all that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that would just pain me the most is for you to feel like you're on the sidelines and you're watching other people, you know, walk in victory and experience the miracles and experience the friendships. And you're on the sideline because you have put yourself in this invisible prison, which yes. is what unforgiveness is. Mm. It's a prison that you put yourself in. And so, Felicia, I would actually love for you, as we wrap this up, to pray for those women that are listening that
yes.
are ready to take that step. They're
you,
sick of sitting in that invisible prison. They want a seat at the table where they can enjoy the feast of the kingdom of God, all that God has for us. And so I think it would be really amazing to just prophesy and pray over the Cherish Ladies.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this yes. opportunity to come before you, Lord God, and lift up an area in our lives, Lord
right.
Jesus, that sometimes has gone undealt with, Lord God, mm-hmm. or that we have made little, but God, it's great in the kingdom,
yes.
and it's great in the spirit and supernatural realm. So right now, in the name
yes.
of Jesus,
thank
Lord,
you,
Jesus. I just ask that you blanket the hearts of every single woman who is watching this, Lord God, and that you begin to show them the areas where they They may
yes,
have
Lord.
Unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment, or offense towards anyone
yes.
or anything,
Jesus.
Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that this is the season for 2020 vision, Lord
Come
God,
on,
where we
Jesus
see
name.
Clearly, Lord God, and we hear clearly, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that they're going to hear the voice of their Father
yes.
speak clearly to them, Lord God, about events, things that have happened in their lives, and roadblocks and blockages to
wow.
the deliverance, the healing, the freedom and the blessing
That's
that
right.
you actually have for them, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bring supernatural breakthrough to these
Amen.
Women's lives,
yes.
Lord God. Lord, where they've been afraid to go after those things because
That's
they don't
right.
want to feel the feelings anymore, or where they turn to other things to kind of numb the pain of what they're feeling, Lord Jesus. I ask,
Jesus.
Lord God, that you will
Thank
embolden
you, Lord.
Them, encourage,
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Jesus.
To seek your face, Lord Jesus,
yes.
and to go after the things that the enemy has stolen,
That's right.
where he may have stolen
That's
their
right.
joy and their peace and their
yes.
love and their blessing and their inheritance through unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I bind every
Come on.
Demonic
That's right.
assignment of the enemy
yes.
to keep the daughters of the Most High God
yes.
locked in prisons of
Thank
torment,
you.
Locked in prisons of depression and anxiety
yes.
and fear
That's right.
and inabilities to connect and have real relationships,
right.
Lord God. And I come against it in the name of the Lord God, the Most High God. And I'd say in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Your cycles
Jesus.
Are broken in their lives.
Amen.
The cycle of unforgiveness,
Amen.
Bitterness, and resentment in their families, in their marriages, in their relationships, in their friendships with their children. It is broken in Jesus' name. I pray,
yeah.
Father God, for your healing balm, Lord God,
yes,
to
Jesus.
Rush in, Lord
yes,
God,
peace, God,
and just sad have every area and every hurt and every wound. Pour out your love, Lord Jesus, in this moment. Tenderly love your children, your daughters, Lord God, into this process of healing, Lord God, victory and strength. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I almost feel like we should do a fist bump or a high five or yes.
Cheers to that.
In Jesus' name.
Powerful. You guys, I'm sure you felt that through the airwaves or cell phone waves.
Yes, wherever waves they are.
Well, Felicia, I just love you.
Thank you
so much for being here this morning and for sharing and praying and being such a powerful minister.
Thank you.
We love you. And we love you, Cherished ladies. Thank you so much again for tuning in to another Cherished Conversation. We hope you guys have the most fabulous day.
Amazing.
Be well, release that unforgiveness, and go forth and have an incredible weekend. Love you.